Here's a few other ways that Guitar Lessons Ithaca utilizes concepts mentioned in the book. Elaboration, which means when you put things in your own words. There are times where I ask certain students to explain certain things to other students. When I have a concept in a class and I think other students have heard it before, I want them to explain it because it immediately gauges for me and them where their understanding is. And I'll get responses anywhere from 0 to 100% of understandings, where someone will say, I don't know. I don't know what it is, even though I know they've heard it before. All the way up to 100% where they say it perfectly and they know everything about it. But more likely, it's going to be somewhere between 0 and 100%. So when I ask a student to explain something to another student, and then let's say they're at, 60%, well, I can immediately give them another 40% by adding or correcting what they just said. So that's a big time saver for them, and it's interleaving for them because they're revisiting a topic after having heard it a while ago. So that's very valuable. So that's elaboration. The apprentice model is another one they talk about in this book. This applies to guitar lessons in general. I mean, the medical profession, has the intern program. It'll never go away. It's age old. It's ancient. No matter how good the technology gets, it will always be better with someone else. You can go register for all these online courses for guitar. You can watch YouTube videos till the cow comes home. But unless you have a professional right there, or even by Zoom, looking and making corrections, that's the way to go. Also, we employ simulation. Simulation is mimicking real life, situations. And that's what the supplemental content is on your student page. Like a lot of you get play-alongs, for beginners, for example. You have play-alongs for your chord switching. There's fingerstyle play-alongs. There's all kinds of play-alongs. There's videos where I play certain scales and you're meant to play along with me. That's all simulation. And then the group format is simulation in and of itself. There is no other format that really does this for guitar lessons. When you would go to a group class, you're automatically preparing yourself for real life music making. Unless you're going to be a solo artist the rest of your life, which most of us are not. Very rarely even Andre Segovia, who was mostly a solo guitarist, he played with orchestras all the time. Very, very rarely is an artist only a solo artist. Even when a solo artist does a recording, he or she has to work with other musicians in the studio. So I don't have to belabor that point anymore. But you're automatically mimicking that in your lessons by learning, by having other students in the class. That's a whole huge chunk of time you save later. Because I've been teaching 20 years and I've seen students who know lots of stuff and still can't play with people for whatever reason. Maybe their rhythm is terrible, or they just haven't read actual chord charts, or they don't know how to apply the reading or the scales that they've been using, whatever. There's all kinds of reasons where people have been taking lessons for years and can't play with other people. It's sad, but you guys don't have that problem. So that's all simulation. And the reason for that is because in groups, there's always an application element ever present, meaning, again, it's not what you know, it's what you can do. So take a concept you already know, fine, and put it to use right now with someone else. Play something. I take lessons too. I can hear something 1,000 times, but unless I can actually do it, then I'm not going to really understand it. Even if I can't do it well, just the fact that I can do it a bit means that I am understanding, versus me just listening to the teacher. I could listen to him say the same thing 500 different ways and still not really understand. I always have the same response to him. He's not really trained in this stuff. He's just a friend of mine. I'm talking about my in-person teacher. He's a lot younger than I am, so he doesn't have the teaching experience. So I always have the same response, which is, well, what am I supposed to do? Tell me what to do. Don't tell me the theory part, too much. You can tell me a little, but then just tell me what to do. And then, in other words, tell me what to do to solidify my understanding of what you're saying, because otherwise it's all abstract. Another thing we do, besides elaboration, and simulation is generation, meaning I ask you guys to wrestle with a question, and then I give you the solution. I do that a lot, and I think it's because we were raised that way. My dad did that with us a lot, and subconsciously he knew that it makes learning stick much faster, much better when you've already been grappling with something. I mean, just imagine if you've been struggling with a certain question and it's been eating you up, and then you finally get the answer and it feels so good, and you're definitely going to remember it. Versus, you know, if you heard that information like, you know, a month prior, and then it just kind of slid off and you didn't understand the importance of it. So generation is a big deal. And the next audio file I'm going to put on here is regarding the, they have audio for tips for students, tips for lifelong learners, and tips for teachers. And I'll explain those in the next one.